Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Jeter. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The DH, Rick Reichardt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Luis Alvarado. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ike Brown. Batting seventh. The DH, Frank Howard. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Woody Freeman. And now, play ball. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman fires to first and has Jeter trapped. There's the throw to Brinkman, who tags Jeter for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Allen reaches second base with a double. Kelly goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeter. Horton reaches second base with a double. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann strikes out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reichardt moves to second. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jeter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reichardt moves to third. Alvarado moves to second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reichardt scores. Alvarado moves to third. Jeter moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Tom Timmerman now pitching. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood fires to first and has Brown trapped. There's the throw to Alvarado, who tags Brown for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Frijon and he is safe. May steals second. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stanley strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Brinkman moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Brinkman scores. Taylor moves to third. It's White Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Horton is walked intentionally. Bill Frijon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frijon is 0-for-1 in the game. Frijon hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Taylor tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Tigers. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into center field. Jeter picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jeter. Kaline scores. Horton moves to third. Brown moves to second. It's 4-2, Tigers. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alvarado hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Jeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brown scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 2 in the game. Leon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hermann moves to second. Tony Muser pinch hits for Luis Alvarado. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hermann scores. Leon moves to second. It's 4-3, Tigers. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Jeter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon scores. Muser moves to second. It's White Sox, 4, Tigers, 4. John Hiller now pitching. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Allen now playing second base. Tony Muser now playing first base. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Allen strikes out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. Melton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood fires to first and has Taylor trapped. There's the throw to Allen, who tags Taylor for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reichardt strikes out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Muser hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Freehan bunts, foul, towards first. Muser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-3 in the game. Howard hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-to-4, Tigers. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-3 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Reese now playing first base. Dick Sharon now playing left field. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Jeter bunts, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kelly moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-4 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelly scores. Allen moves to third. Melton moves to second. It's 6-to-5, Tigers. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Reichardt strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.